Okay, students, that's the bell. You're dismissed. Have a great day. Not you. Would you hang back for a second? Thanks. Hey, so I wanted to schedule a time for a check-in. You're not in trouble or anything, don't worry. It's just, you're one of our top students and it's my job to look after you. So I thought we could sit and just check in. Not here. Come by my house today after school and we'll talk there. Here's my address. I know, I know. More time with your teacher outside of school, it's like the kiss of death to coolness, but I think it's better there. School can be stuffy, and I want our conversation to be a little more unrestrained. I wrote the time on that piece of paper. See you then? Awesome. See you then. There you are, right on time. Come on in. I'm so glad you could make it. You can put your stuff down right there. I hope it's okay meeting here at my house like this. I really appreciate you stopping by. You want a water or a soda or anything? No? Okay. I hope you don't mind. I changed when I got home. I had to lose those work clothes so you and I could relax. Don't freak out, teacher in street clothes. Anyway, have a seat. Here, let me just bend down and fix the pillows and the couch so you can be nice and comfy. Oh, you like this blouse? Your eyes just seem to be drawn to it when I bent over. Anything in particular stand out? I know it's a little different than what you're used to seeing me in. It's a lot less confining than what I have to wear at school. Lousy teacher dress code. Thank God when I'm home I can dress differently. Speaking of different, you seem different. Not in a bad way. No, not at all. It seems like you're getting stronger. Are you working out? Yes? Well, it definitely shows. I'm not the only teacher to notice, either. A bunch of us were talking in the faculty lounge about how the quiet kid just seems more powerful. Must really help with the girl situation. How is the girl situation anyway? Don't worry. You don't have to be embarrassed, like I told you at school. I wanted this to be a little freer than our normal talks. It's a huge part of growing up, and I know your hormones are just going crazy, sending your mind in all sorts of directions. I know it's bad with me, and I'm way older than you are. I can, wow, only imagine what it's like for you. You can be honest with me. Whatever we talk about here is our little secret. It's good to cut loose, to unburden yourself and be honest with someone you trust, you know? You do trust me, right, kid? Here, I'll be honest about something with you first, okay? I'll make it a good one. I've kind of got this fantasy. I told you it would be good, right? Okay. Like I said, I have this fantasy, and I've had it for years. I've never told anyone about it because it would get me into so much trouble. But you're cool, so here goes. I've always fantasized that somewhere in my class, there's a kid with a huge dick. Just this massive, uncommonly large thing that is constantly hard Because I know guys at your age are just permanently horny. That's part of the fantasy, actually. You'll see why in a sec. I look around, and I know he's around in class, just sitting there, studying or writing, secretly walking around with twice the dick of anyone else. I dream about that day I find out who it is, and I corner him, and we fuck. Isn't that so bad? I mean, I'm a teacher. No way am I supposed to even think of anything close to that, but yeah, I would just get him alone and seduce him. And once I got him started, he wouldn't be able to stop, and I wouldn't even try. He just keeps fucking me and fucking me and fucking me. Oh, it's been my number one fantasy for years. I know it's so bad, right? Here's the thing, though. This year's different. This year it got really bad. This year I picked out a student of mine specifically to fantasize about. I know. Epically wrong, right? He was just too perfect, though. He fit like exactly how I pictured this kid in my head before. Quiet, really polite, really, really smart. I just thought, if this kid had the dick I've been dreaming about, it would be too perfect. Like, I might have to do something. It's the worst a teacher can think. She might just have to fuck a student. A really cute, a really smart student, but still, it's the one thing we absolutely cannot do. Especially me, too. I mean, hello, I'm married. I just could not get this kid out of my mind, though. Well, fast forward to just last week, and I'm out with one of the women from my yoga class, rewarding ourselves with a glass of wine for all of our sweat. When she starts telling me about this boy who lives next door to her, who she is absolutely sure has at least a full foot of dick in his pants. You know, the thing I've been salivating over secretly since I became a teacher. She goes on and on about how adorable he is and how strong he is, how she's known him since he was little. But now she can only look at him as this, in her words, walking, talking, orgasm machine. How she just knows this teenager, as wrong as it is, could put any of the husbands of anyone in our yoga class to shame in the bedroom. Now I can't resist. We both know we're being terrible, but I ask her to describe this kid. Knowing, of course, that I'm going to go home and look him up the second I'm alone. This woman describes the boy I picked out in class exactly. I mean, to a T. The hair, the body, the face, the voice, everything. We wrap up and I run home, sprint past my husband, jump on Facebook, and my heart almost stops. She and I had the exact same boy I had picked out to fantasize about. The boy she described was you. It was you, honey. The boy I stared at secretly in class every day. The one I wandered around the halls looking for just so I could get a look at you before I went home and locked the door of the bathroom. The one that made me make up reasons to strike up a conversation or bump into you for no reason? When she told me, there's no way she could have known that I was already obsessed with you. I had you spotted from the first time you walked to my classroom, kid. I thought, that's him. If anyone was ever going to be my boy, it would be that kid right there. I had to be so careful around you, keep it formal, light-hearted but authoritative, not let on to a teenage boy that a grown woman had a fucking crush on him. When it would get really bad, I'd touch myself when I got home after seeing you. When it got really, really bad, I'd go home for lunch so I could do it in the middle of the day. When it was unbearable, I'd sneak away to the teacher's lounge and touch myself in the bathroom. Lately, even before I talked to your neighbor, it's been more unbearable than not. I would sit quietly, staring at you. And then when the bell rang, I would run over to the faculty lounge and take care of myself. You were sitting in class with no idea that a teacher was just down the hall, masturbating and thinking about you. I would get really loud, too, when I was home by myself. I'd say these awful, filthy things while I stared at your pictures and made an ungodly amount of noise. Once, at school, to keep from screaming, I had to stuff my own panties in my mouth. There I was, just feet away from you, screaming into my own underwear while having this body-shaking orgasm. Oh, and pretty soon it was twice a day. My daily ritual was to see you, masturbate at school, run home, take off my bra, pull down my underwear, and start fucking myself staring at your picture. Listen, I know it's a lot, having a grown woman just dump all of this on you, but believe me, it's a lot for me too. Sitting there every day, seeing you, then sitting across from my husband at the dinner table, panties still wet from pulling them on after coming on my hand and whispering your name. Oh, counting down the seconds until I could do it again. It's just, I wouldn't do anything if you weren't so fucking perfect. Just cut right out of all my fantasies in every single way. Especially since I've always wanted to be fucked by a big dick. I know, I wasn't just going to blurt it out like that, but my sex life's been so bad lately and my husband comes so fast, and every time he finishes in like a minute, it just takes me to want a big fucking dick like yours even more. It's all I think about. I'm tired of having to go into the next room and finger myself after he rolls over and falls asleep. I want to come on a big fucking dick while it fucks me. A big, young dick attached to a strong, adorable boy. Let me touch you. Can I touch you, please? Just on the leg, here. Like this? Oh, fuck. You feel really good underneath my fingers already. Please, don't be weirded out by my telling you all of this. I've been holding it in for so long, watching you every day. Coming, thinking about you every single day. I never thought I'd get you alone like this. I'm so desperate and you're so perfect. Can I move my hands a little higher up your legs? Like this? Is it okay if I squeeze a little bit? Fuck. You just feel so strong. Like these muscles, could be put to such good use. I have to know. Have you ever stared at me? You can now if you want. It's only fair. After all the time I spent with my eyes locked on you, memorizing your every feature, it's only fair that you look at me. Here, let me bend over a little again. Look. Stare. I want you to. I want to make you happy. I want to make you my special boy. I want you to feel really good. I want to make you feel the way you've made me night after night. I couldn't help but notice you. Noticing these. I know. I've got really big tits. I keep them covered and basically strapped down at school because I don't want to cause a distraction, but today when I knew you were coming over, I changed immediately. I wanted you to see the real me. The real me with the very real, very big tits. Do you like them? You love them? Oh, that makes me so happy. Stare at them, please, by all means. They're here for you now. Oh, I was so sad hiding them from you behind my teacher's desk. I just wanted to walk up to you and rip off my shirt, rip it open and rub them all over your face. You're the only student who's ever gotten to see me like this, to see how big they really are. I can use them to make you feel really good, you know, if you like. I can use any part of my body to make you feel really, really good. My breasts, my hands, my mouth, my pussy. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I grabbed your hand like that and put it up my skirt, but feel me, baby. Feel how wet I already am for you. I've soaked through the fabric of my panties just sitting next to you in that gorgeous bulge in your pants, and yes, oh, fuck, I like how your fingers move against me like that. Do it. Oh, touch me, it's okay. Oh, I want you to. Oh, fuck, it's happening. Oh, I've always wanted to give myself over, oh, completely, to a boy with a gigantic cock. Oh, please let me be that for you. Oh, please, honey, please, can I make you my special boy? Can I take every part of me and use them to make you come? Oh, let you use me to make yourself fucking orgasm over and over like you fucking deserve. Oh, I want it so bad. I want you so, so bad. I want so, so bad to be your bad fucking teacher. Oh, please. Please? Oh, oh, thank you. Oh, it'll be our little secret. I promise. I'll make you feel so fucking good every time you take me. I promise. I promise. Do whatever you want to me. Oh, fuck my mouth. Stretch my pussy out with your cock. Pull it out and fuck my tight little asshole. Fucking make me your fucking fuck slave. Oh, you're exactly the boy I've been waiting for. Oh, fuck, you just ripped my shirt open so easily. Oh, God, you're so perfect. No, you're everything my husband isn't. Fuck, I want you so bad I can taste it. Oh, look, baby, look at these big tits that are all for you now. Oh, yes. Oh, I could look over that face forever. Oh, your jaw dropped, honey. Have you ever seen tits this big, sweetie? Oh, well, they're yours now. These big, soft tits belong to just my special boy. Oh, and I really like the way you squeeze them. Oh, oh, fuck, those big, strong hands have such a grip. Oh, fuck, you're sucking them. Oh, 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 fuck, my nipples are so sensitive. Oh, I could come from you sucking my nipples just like that. Oh, 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 yes, 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 Oh, 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 God. Oh, kiss me. Kiss me. Show it to me. Oh, show it to me, please. Please show me your cock right now. Please let me see it. Please let me see it. Let me see it. I want to see you and I'll be worshiping. Please, 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 please. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, oh, it's perfect. Oh, it's perfect. It's perfect. Oh, fuck. It's even better than I imagined. Oh, oh, may I touch it, please? Please? Fuck. Oh, it's so hard. Oh, please let me taste it. Oh, oh, thank you. Is teacher's mouth wet enough for you? I just want to make you fucking come. Oh, fuck yes. God damn it, I'm so wet. I'm so fucking wet for you. I've never wanted a cock more in my entire life. Oh, please, please, fuck me. Please, and drag me into the bedroom and fuck me. Oh, please, please. I want to come all over the bed I sleep in with my husband while you fucking make my pussy yours. I want to show you so badly. I want you to make me come. I want to make you come. Oh, my God, thank you. Oh, fuck. All my dreams are coming true. Oh, come on. Come on this way. Follow me. Oh, here we are. How would you like your teacher, sweetie? On her back, legs spread wide, and tits ready to bounce while you fuck her tight little cunt. I told you I'd get filthy. I've been dreaming about this for so long. Oh, let me get on the bed for you. Oh, there. Oh, ready. Oh, please, please, take me, please. Give that perfect cock to me and make me yours. Oh, oh yes. Oh, yes. Oh, oh, it's better than I imagined. Oh, I knew it. Oh, I knew it would be you. Oh, I knew it would be fucking you. Oh, the one that would make me do it. Oh, the one that would make me break a huge taboo and fuck a student. Oh, God, your dick is perfect. You can walk around school knowing you've already seen a teacher naked. That you know how big her tits really are. That you've seen them jiggle while you fucked her cunt and she begged you for more. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, God. Oh, fuck yes. That's it. That's it. Fuck me hard. Oh, that's it. Make this teacher's huge tits bounce. Make this teacher's huge tits bounce. Oh, I love it. Oh, I love feeling my tits bounce while my tight pussy grips your cock. I'm your little cum slut now. I'm a teacher and a wife, but all I want to do is be my special, perfect boy's little cum slut. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, that is so good. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. It's so good. It's so good. Oh, oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, just fuck. Oh, God. Yes. Just, oh, fuck me hard like that. Punish me. Oh, punish me. Punish me for being a bad teacher. Oh, God fucking damn it. I'm so fucking wrong for doing this. Oh, fucking student. Oh, it's so wrong. Punish my fucking cunt for it. Punish me. Punish my fucking cunt with your massive boy cock.
Oh God, yes. Punish me, punish me, punish me. Take every bit of that fucking young boy energy and use it to fuck my cunt. I only want to make you come. Oh, I only want to make you fucking come. My body is yours. Oh God, fuck it as hard as you want. Oh God. I've never felt this good before. I've never felt this fucking good. Yes. Oh, fuck. Thank you for squeezing my tits. Thank you for squeezing my fucking tits while you fuck me. Thank you for putting your strong young hands on your teacher's big fucking tits. Will you make her pussy come? Yes, dear. Oh, fuck, you're gonna make me come. You're gonna make me fucking come. You're gonna make your teacher come for the first time in years from fucking. And then afterwards, she's gonna worship you like the big dick. Fuck God, you really are. Oh, she's gonna get you. She's gonna know what no one else at school knows. Oh, that the quiet boy in her classroom is the best fucking dick in the entire universe, and then it made her fucking come. Oh God, oh God, this big perfect wine dick is making teacher come. No, you're making teacher come. You're making your teacher come. Thank you. Oh God, that was amazing. That hasn't happened in so long. Oh fuck, you're the perfect boy. Oh, you're the absolute perfect boy. And you haven't come yet. Oh, no one's ever lasted this long inside of me. I've always been too tight, but you just fuck teacher's pussy like a master, don't you, you unbelievable fucking boy. Please, please, please fuck me like that again, please. Oh, please fuck me hard. Oh, fuck, baby, fuck me hard like that again, and I'll be your good little teacher and give you this pussy whenever you want, but please pound my cunt like that again. I've never come with a man like that inside of me, and your hard fucking is all I want right now. Oh. Fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, that's it. Oh, so hard. Oh, so hard. Oh, you're fucking teacher so hard. Yes. Punish my cunt. Punish my cunt. Fucking pulverize it. Yes. Yes, you're the perfect boy. You're the perfect boy. Oh, fuck, oh, fuck. Oh my God, I'm coming again. I'm coming again. Fuck, thank you. Thank you, fuck. You're perfect. You're perfect. Let me make you come with my tits, baby. Let me do that for you, please. Oh, just squeezing together around that massive cock and make you come all over my face and my tits and come in my mouth and in my hair. I want you to feel me, and I want your hot cum on my face and my tits. I want to taste you on my tongue. Oh, please. Oh, has teacher been good enough? Oh, please say I deserve it. Oh, fuck yes. Thank you again. Oh, you treat me so good already. I can't wait to make you gum for it. Oh, go ahead. Oh, go ahead, baby. Slide it between my tits and let me squeeze them together. Here, how does that feel? To have your massive boy enveloped by these big soft tits. Oh, that's it. Pump it between them. Fuck, it looks so good. It feels good too, honey. Your dick sliding with my cum and sweat. Fuck, it slides in there like they were made for each other. Fuck, yes, that's it. Grab my tits yourself. Fuck, your hands are so strong. Do it, baby. Fuck my tits. Fuck teacher's tits hard. Yes, yes, yes. God, looking at you fuck my tits makes me so fucking happy. You make me so fucking happy. Fucking me. Using me like this. Using me as your secret fuck slave. That's what I'm here for, baby. Your big-titted fuck slave. Oh, your cum slut. Yeah? You like that? Oh, well, it's true. The whole world knows me as your teacher. But all I'll think of is your fucking cum slut. Oh, fuck, you're so close. Do it, do it, do it, do it. Oh, please. Oh, please, come right here. Oh, come in my mouth. Oh, I'll paint my tits and come in my fucking mouth. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, good. And your cum tastes amazing. Oh, God. Wow. God. Look how much there was. I'm fucking covered. Oh, God. I've never been happier. My face, my tits, my hair all drenched. Oh, my mouth filled. Oh, that was the fucking best. I swallowed so much to come and you had so much more to paint me with. And I'm so, so happy. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. May I wash up? Oh, thank you. Oh, you lie here and rest, okay? Because my husband isn't coming home for days, so if you'd like, once teacher is clean, you can fuck me again. Yes? Oh, perfect. Oh, this really is the best day. Teacher finally gets to be her dream boy's perfect little cum slut.